Today's show is brought to you by Bamboo. That's B-A-M-B-U. Being a realtor just got easier. Bamboo is a one-stop solution to all of your real estate branding and marketing needs. From the creative minds at New Creative, you now have one place that can help you look like the most awesome realtor in the world. Agent photography, property photography, video, drone video, branding, graphic design, and social media marketing are just a few of the services that Bamboo offers to help you be that awesome agent. Get more information on Instagram and Facebook, or visit them at eatmorebamboo.com.
Welcome to Sleepy Time Session number 3. Are you getting sleepy yet?
I'm kidding. I'm not going to start that yet. We're not going to get into the sleepy session yet. When I first started these, I had the intention of doing 7 different little sessions. That way you could have one for every night of the week for a week, and then you could just kind of recycle it every week, and you could have something to help you sleep every night. But I don't think that's going to happen. I only have 3 in my system right now. So this is going to be the 3rd session and the last one. Maybe every once in a while I'll pop in and do a do another little session here and there. But the way that this started was I started seeing friends. I think there was a trend for a little bit there. There were some new little apps or podcasts that were designed to help people sleep. And, you know, a lot of people still use them. So I was seeing that stuff pop in my Facebook feed. So I was like, I'm going to make my own little sleepy sessions. And to my surprise, a few people actually really like them. I don't know if they actually help them sleep, but they're entertaining. So, this is the last one, but I did want to share I feel I have some good information about sleep. So before we get into the last session, I want to maybe provide a few sleep tips, like some real tips, and not try to just be funny. But because here's the deal. Sleep is very, very important. Think about this. Think about how amazing and complex our bodies are. That we go about our day and our body tells us, hey, it's time to shut down. Like, you need to reboot. You need to restart. And our bodies are designed to go to sleep. Like we go, if you think about it, we actually go into like a little coma every night. And think about this. In a 24-hour period, or just say a 12-day a day, or 10 to 12-hour day, or a 24-hour period in there, if you think about every night of the week, everyone is shut down. It's almost like picture an office being shut down, and then there's that last guy that leaves the office late and he turns off the light switch and the room is dark, all the computers are shut down, everything's shut down, and then it's restarted in the morning, the lights are turned on. So as human beings, like, we're designed to we need rest. And it's just crazy the way our bodies just naturally say, hey, let's go to sleep, let's reboot, let's start in the morning. So sleep is powerful. If you're listening, you already know this. I mean, there's so much science behind sleep. I mean, millions and millions of dollars are spent every day, every week on studying sleep and how to improve or why people have problems sleeping. so, you know, they say that the human body needs about 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. I read that teens and babies need more. if you're a parent of a teenager, I'm sure you know that teenagers think that they need at least 15 hours of sleep. But yeah, I don't know what that's all about. But we need sleep, and it'll affect our mood. If we don't get enough sleep, it'll make us grouchy, groggy. you know, even when you sleep a little too long or you take, you know, you want to take a little cat nap, like there's that perfect, I don't know what the perfect number is, but I want to say it's like 15 or 20 minutes. And if you sleep a little too long, you know, you'll wake up feeling groggy. And that's a sucky feeling. And it takes another 30 minutes just to like come out of that. So before we go into a little sleep session, I just wanted to share that a little bit. I wanted to also share some really practical tips. I want to say as far back as like late 90s, it was when I had first gotten married. I started having trouble sleeping, and I didn't know what this was. This was before I had heard anything about restless leg syndrome, but I felt antsy. And this was all natural. Again, this was before I even knew what restless leg syndrome was. I had this urge to stretch. I felt so restless in my legs that the only relief that I could find was stretching. So it became a habit, and it doesn't happen all the time, but back then it was happening more frequent. And so every night before I would go to sleep, I would just stretch really good. Like I'd stretch my legs out, my back, my whole body, even go as far as just do push-ups just to like tire my body out a little bit. And then come to find out later, like, oh, I have freaking restless leg syndrome. So that's a sleep issue I have. And then, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, so there's some breathing issues I have because of acid reflux. And look, if you're young and you're listening to this, trust me, as you get older, you're going to have more and more sleep issues. So here are a few tips. So here's what I do, you know, to help me sleep. I love sleep. Trust me. One, I stretch. I try to every night. Sometimes I don't deal with the restless leg syndrome, so I don't. I just go to sleep. I just lay down. I might be so tired that I just go to sleep. I don't need to do anything. But yeah, if you're having trouble, just try that. Chill out, calm down, stretch. Just sit on the ground. Just lean for, you know, stretch your legs out straight and just kind of lean. And then what I do, my goal is to just slowly pull myself and stretch myself until, you know, my forehead can touch my kneecaps. Like, yeah, I know I'm 46 years old, but I can still stretch. And yeah, just stretch out your back, your arms, and it really does like relax you. Like the stretching, you know, the physically, like it's releasing blood to your muscles, it's relaxing you. So there's that. Number two, I know a lot of people that use fragrance to help them sleep. You know, I've heard of people using lavender, spraying lavender all over their pillows, or just having a lavender scent candle or something in the room. And it brings peace and it helps you relax. Me, I've never had a sense of smell. I've never been able to smell. So I don't even know what that, I can't even relate. Just, I'm going off of what people have told me. And then number three, man, make yourself a hot toddy. Nothing wrong with making a little drink, having a little bit of drink before you go to sleep. Good hot toddy recipe would be make some, you know, they actually make a tea called like a sleepy time tea. So go find that, make yourself some tea, put a little shot of Grand Marnier in there, some lemon, some honey, and just sip on that before you go to bed and relax. And I've heard that can help. One thing I do every night is I need noise. Like if it's too quiet, I don't know, I can't go to sleep. I need noise. So for a while now, I've just, every night I go to YouTube. I have my favorite thunderstorms video. It's the one that I have found. It lasts 8 hours. It literally lasts 8 hours. So I put that on and it sounds like it's raining and there's thunder. So that's my white noise. I used to have a fan on all the time until it broke. So then now thunderstorms helps me. My dogs love it. Like they love thunderstorms video. And then last thing, sometimes you just need to read a book or you need to find yourself in a video wormhole in Facebook. Just start looking at videos, dog videos, bike videos, stupid videos. Watch so many videos that your eyes can't stay open anymore. You've worn yourself out and you go to sleep. That's last resort. All right, so hopefully that helps. Those are my real tips. You're listening to Sleepy Time Session number 3. We're going to get ready to go to sleep now. So go ahead and go get your little drink. Make your little hot toddy. And get your bed ready. Spray that lavender on your room if you have that, if you need to do that. Tell your dogs to go ahead and come and get on the bed and get ready. Because you're about to go to sleep. Sleepy Time number 3. See you in a minute. Welcome to Sleepy Time Session number 3. My goal is to put you to sleep in about 1 minute 30 seconds. If you're not asleep in 1 minute and 30 seconds, just throw this podcast away and just delete it from your phone. Don't ever follow it again. All right. So hopefully by now you are in your bed. You're chilling. You have that hot toddy that I recommended, my recipe. It's a proven recipe. If you want to beef it up a little bit and go get one more shot and throw it in there, do it. Hey, do whatever you want. It's all about you right now because you're about to get sleepy. All right. Take a few deep breaths. Like, just relax. Like, man, breathing's important. If you don't breathe, you die. And if you breathe even better, you live. Dang, that's deep. That's so deep, right? You know what? It sucks being a professional philosopher. Most people don't know that. Anyway, let's get back to going to sleep. All right. So take a few deep breaths, maybe 5, if you need to put a number to it. I'm getting sleepy myself right now. So we're going to do this right now. Just take your time. And we're about to go to sleep. All right, so I got distracted. I got sleepy right now. Sorry. I was dozing off, man. I'm sorry. So we are going to take this to the stretch level. So go ahead and we're going to add stretching to your sleep regimen tonight. So go ahead, put the hot toddy down. And as I mentioned earlier, just put your legs out straight and grab your toes with your hands if you can, or just as far as you can reach, grab your ankles or maybe back behind your knee if you have no flexibility. And just lean forward as far as you can, pull yourself forward and just pulling, holding that for a little bit. This is going to stretch your back quads. It's going to stretch your lower back. The more you pull your head down towards your knees, you're going to feel it stretch in the back of your neck. This is all part of helping you feel relaxed. And it's going to help. So do that for a little bit. And then get up. I'm going to give you 15 more seconds. So while you're stretching there, I'm going to take you to the beach tonight. Yeah, we're going to the beach. All right, so whenever you're ready, just get up, lay back, take some more deep breaths and close your eyes. Now I want you to picture yourself on the beach. You're on the beach, you're just laying on a towel on the soft sand, and the weather's perfect. It's not even super hot, it's just like perfect. You're not even sweating out there. It's a cool breeze blowing on you. You've got a margarita in your hand. The warmth of the sun is just enough to just, man, it feels good. It's soothing. And you're just chilling. There's no kids running around making noise. It's just you, the beach, the ocean, maybe a few cool people just hanging out, chilling. Everybody's real chill. Hear some birds in the air. Close your eyes. You're relaxed. And oh shit, you took a nap for 3 hours. You just woke up. And now you're on an island by yourself with Tom Hanks. You're on an island now with Tom Hanks and Wilson. But you still have your margarita, so that's good. And you're getting very relaxed because you're like, what the hell just happened? And Tom Hanks is, he's lost weight because he's been deserted on that island for a while. His boat's almost finished, but he's a little crazy. And it's just him and Wilson and you on this island all by yourself. But keep your eyes closed. Tom Hanks is chilling too. His eyes are closed. He's just relaxing. He has nowhere to go. He has a lot of time on his hands. Even Wilson is asleep. Wilson's got his eyes closed. He's asleep. He's got fresh new blood to make his face and his eyes. Yep. You're getting sleepy or you're getting freaked out. One or the other. But hey, you're going to go to sleep and you're going to dream about Wilson. And everything's going to be all right. And that's it. You're asleep now. This is Sleepy Time Session number 3. Hopefully you enjoyed these sessions. Just listen to them over and over and over again. Go to sleep. Don't fight it. It's you, Tom Hanks, and Wilson. Oh, Wilson just moved over. Oh, damn, Wilson just tried to drink your margarita. He's thirsty. He hasn't had anything to drink in like 6 years. Give it to him and go to sleep. All right. Good night. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in today. This was Sleepy Time Session number 3. This is Hector Garcia with New Creative, coming to you from Houston, Texas, and you're listening to the Something New podcast. In the weeks to come, I have some good guests coming on. We're going to have a lot of different podcasts coming up. The goal here with Something New is just to provide a variety of stuff, everything ranging from, you know, talking to local small businesses. We're going to talk coffee. We're going to talk branding, motorcycles, bikes, dogs, everything that I'm passionate about. And next week, I'm sitting down with a local friend, BMXer, who's been riding BMX for the past 30 plus years, Lee Huck Edwards with Huck Industries. And we're going to do a full podcast review of the movie Rad that came out in the mid 80s, when around the birth of the whole BMX movement. So look for that. Again, you can follow us at newcreative.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, at newcreative. Follow me at Hector Garcia HTX. Thank you. Have a good night.